Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise God, He is in the miracle working business. God bless you, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began sharing a message I entitled Resolution for the New Year. And it's a wonderful scripture that it would do well, along with maybe any specific resolutions or desires you have, to make it your priority, your focus, because there are wonderful blessings to those who will do so. And the verse that we're spending probably most of the week on is Psalm 37 and 4, and that is, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Can anything be more wonderful than that? That we, this is a command, it's in the imperative, that we are to delight ourselves in the Lord. And, of course, what we always gravitate is the second part of that verse, the promise. We love the promises of God, don't we? But all God's promises are conditional. There are requirements. And He'll give us the desires of our heart if we will delight ourselves in Him. And of course, perhaps I should mention, as we grow in the Lord in maturity and in love and service for Him, the desires that He places in our heart really are from Him. And as I said, if we grow, if we're just a little, like a little baby, they're just interested in themselves and gratifying their own needs and having their own desires met. But as we're conformed into the image of Jesus, His desires become our desires, and they're totally wonderful because He also grants us the very specific and unique desires of our own personality, our character, the things that we really would enjoy. He delights. He's a good Father. James said every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is neither variableness nor shadow of turning. He is a wonderful, gracious, good Heavenly Father, and He loves to give good gifts. In fact, every good and perfect gift is from Him. If you have a good wife, the scriptures clearly say that is a gift from the Lord. Praise God. And so we were looking at, what does this mean? And I thought it would be important to understand, how can we delight ourselves in the Lord? I mean, that sounds wonderful, but as I went to the Word of God, I found there were three specific areas where the Word counsels us that we, if we will do thus and so, we will be delighting ourselves in the Lord. And I'm anxious to share them with you, but I wanted to spend some time laying a foundation and background. We were looking, first of all, yesterday at the promise. He'll give us the desires of our heart. And as I shared, those desires are spiritual as well as natural. It is God's will to meet all of our needs according to His riches and glory. That's talking a great deal about our natural, physical, earthly life, but also our spiritual life. He gives us everything that pertains not only to this natural life, but to godliness. Amen. And He encourages us in the Word that He will satisfy that desire. Psalm 107 and 9 says, "For He satisfieth the longing soul." Matthew 5 and 6, these are the very words of Jesus, declares, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And I just have to share this again. I love this scripture. Psalm 36 and 8, "They," speaking of God's people, "shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thine house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures." Praise God. And so, as we brought the broadcast to a close yesterday, we were looking at some of the counsel of James in his epistle, And we were looking at that fourth chapter where he talks about asking amiss that we might consume it upon our lusts. He's talking a lot about carnal Christians. And of course, we all have, you know, we all are in the process of walking in the Spirit, mortifying the deeds of the body, which is carnality. Galatians 5 and 19 is very clear as to what the works of the flesh are, consisting of immorality, impurity, indecency, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, ill temper, selfishness, divisions, party spirit, which are factions and heresies, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. So we see from just these few scriptures I've shared, it's not only the actual petition or the substance of our request, it's not actually what we're asking for, but it's the attitude of our heart that's important when we seek answers to prayer. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And so it's important that we continually pray, as David had, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a right spirit in me. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the path everlasting. Amen. That's what we should be asking the Lord, because it's possible, you know, every man is right in his own eyes. That's what Proverbs says. We justify ourselves. We have, you know, we've got explanations for everything we may or may do. We can excuse ourselves very easily, but we need to look at the wonderful standard of God's Word. That's our measuring rod. And the Holy Spirit is very gentle and very gracious, but also very persistent, not to let things slide, because he's got a goal, he's got a purpose, he's got a job to do, and that is to prepare us for eternal life living with our God. Praise God. Is that a wonderful thought? Amen. And the way things are going, the Lord's return is soon. So we've looked a little bit at the promise. Now let's look at the condition. Delight thyself in the Lord. What does that mean? How can we do that? What does Scripture have to say about that? Well, let me start by sharing with you the definition of delight. That's one of my favorite things. I love to give a definition so we're all on the same page, understanding what a word means. Delight, the verb form, means to take great pleasure, to give keen enjoyment, to give joy or satisfaction. So that means to take great pleasure, to give joy or satisfaction. It can be a noun as well. For example, a person would delight, that it is his delight to listen to classical music, or delight to have the grandchildren over. That's the noun form. But to delight means to take great pleasure, to really enjoy something. And so as we look at what Jesus had to say about the affairs of our everyday life, it will give us the right perspective. And we see his words of wisdom to us in Matthew, the sixth chapter, verses 25 through 33. And he counsels us, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. But your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But," this is what he's, the point of what he wants to say, "seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Praise God. So, how do we delight ourselves in the Lord? Well, as I said, going with the concordance, going through the Bible, there were three areas that I found that discussed our ability to delight ourselves in the Lord. And the first one, and I'm going to give you scripture, is found, there's a reference in James, the fourth chapter, verse 4, but what it is repentance from sin and reconciliation with God causes us to delight in the Lord. When we turn from wickedness, when we turn from evil ways, when we're reconciled in fellowship with God, when we're saved for the first time, or if we fall short, if we stumble, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We can come back and ask for cleansing and healing and being restored in righteousness. But hear what James 4 and 4 says, and this is the Amplified Translation. You are like unfaithful wives, having illicit love affairs with the world and breaking your marriage vow to God. Do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? So whoever chooses to be a friend of the world takes his stand as an enemy of God. Or do you suppose the scripture is speaking to no purpose that says, the Spirit, whom he has caused to dwell in us, yearns over us, and he yearns for the Spirit to be welcome with a jealous love. That's how the Holy Spirit, he's jealous over us, and there's a fierceness, a possessiveness in that jealousy. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing that he cares so much about us. Praise God. And so, beloved, we can just rejoice in this. There is another scripture, but I'm not, it's fairly lengthy, and I'll wait till tomorrow to share it. But praise God, if our hearts are right before the Lord, we will then be delighting ourselves in him. And if there's any of you listening right now, and perhaps you're not where you should be, and you know sin has come in, well, then the best thing to do is right now, right away, return to the Lord, repent of sin, and be reconciled with God, which we do by sincere repentance. That does that mean we'll never sin again? No, we're not perfect, but that our heart motive is to serve and follow him and give the Lord pleasure. So, Father, grant that. If anyone is listening and they're not where they should be, Father, I pray, Lord, that you will restore them as they seek your face and turn to you. Amen and amen. Well, there's much more to share, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow. If you have prayer needs, I also invite you to write. This is a ministry of prayer and correspondence. For almost 50 years now, we've stood as a partner in prayer with God's people. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to just having you with me tomorrow at this same time. God bless you. I love you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,